Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I had to look up the definition of this word because I wasn't entirely sure. So condiment, my friends, is a preparation that is added to food, typically after cooking, in order to enhance the flavour. These include many things. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, soy sauce, salt and pepper. But what about the pros and the cons? Is there a lot of mythology about them? For example, I was always told the salt was really bad for you. But on the other hand, Cormac on the show sees ketchup as part of his five a day. So joining me now to untangle the truth around condiments is consultant, dietitian, Sarah Keogh. You're very welcome. How are you?
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to jump straight in here. According to many surveys, ketchup is the most popular condiment in the world. Is Cormac right in saying that it's actually good for you, or is it more complex?
One of those sits in the middle, in the sense that, you know, if you have like a teaspoon of ketchup, half of it is going to be roughly tomatoes and the other half of it is going to be sugar. So it's half and half. So there's a bit of tomato in there. It's a good source of lycopene, which is an antioxidant, which we know helps reduce your risk of heart disease. So you are adding some benefit with it. But if you're going to put gallons and gallons of it, you know, where you're having like dinner with your ketchup, there's going to be a good bit of sugar in there. But the thing about it is we tend to get very excited about sugar. And, you know, while we don't want lots and lots of sugar, a little bit is fine. Even the strictest guidelines for sugar in the world will let you have 7 teaspoons of sugar a day added.
Wow.
So if you wanted to put a bit of ketchup on your dinner, I really
would
be losing sleep over
it. They're so delighted with that statement. They're so delighted. So 7 teaspoons.
And that's the strictest. The current guidelines are between 10 and 14 teaspoons of added sugar a day for adults. Now, that's not a recommendation to go out and eat.
No, because sugar's in a lot of stuff anyway.
Well, it's in a lot of stuff. But you know what? We get a bit upset about it. I see people thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm worried about sugar. I better cut out milk. I better cut out fruit. But we are not worried at all about the sugar that naturally turns up in foods like fruit or milk or yogurt. Where we see an issue around sugar is where it's added to things. So soft drinks, biscuits, sweets, cakes, they're the bigger things. You know, I wouldn't ever be losing sleep over ketchup and sugar myself.
Okay, great to hear. Because we tend to think that condiments are not ideal from a healthy perspective, but it's just in moderation.
It does. It depends. You know, if we look at something like adding mayonnaise.
Yes.
Mayonnaise is like just ridiculously high in calories and fat. And so it adds gorgeous flavour, but people use such large amounts of it. And if you kind of have a dessert spoon of mayonnaise, ordinary mayonnaise, you're looking at maybe 300 calories, which is around a bar of chocolate. Now, again, if that's all you're doing in the day.
What if you have mayonnaise on a bar of chocolate?
Are you going to deep fry it next as well? Then,
yeah. I didn't know there was so much in mayonnaise.
So they're high. But again, mayonnaise adds gorgeous flavour to food, adds lovely texture. So if you're putting a little bit into like a tuna mayonnaise sandwich, but if that's what you're doing kind of for the day, but it's just looking at amounts with them. So a little bit of mayonnaise is fine, a little bit of ketchup is fine, but it's amounts of it. And same for anything. You know what I mean? It's what's the dose makes the poison. You know, it's fine. And mayonnaise is going to be a source of omega-3s. Quite a few of them are. So, you know, there's some benefits with them.
What are other common ones that we use in Ireland?
So we use a lot of soy sauce, actually.
Yeah.
Quite a lot. And the one thing to watch for that is it is ridiculously high in salt. Mm. And we do really want to get salt down. So in Ireland, we are eating, we want to be on 6 grams a day or less of salt. The average is up around 9, with some people getting up as much as 11. And it does put up, unfortunately, blood pressure. And the big risk is for stroke later on. But with soy sauce, if you're putting like a dessert spoon of soy sauce, you can have like 2.5 grams of salt just in that. Mm-hmm. And most people will eat a lot more soy sauce with it. So you can go for the reduced salt, but that still has about 1.9 grams of salt per tablespoon. So you can use it. But again, if you're doing that, small amounts, and look at other salty foods in the day and maybe just limit those.
Okay. Is there any that are particularly beneficial to our health?
I would always have a look at things like mustard is great.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got loads of minerals in it. Okay, it's the one. But if you actually look at, you know, that English mustard, that kind of thing. Now, you don't eat a huge amount of it, but that's really packed with minerals. And that's the thing. If you look at spices as flavours for food, and I know we're kind of drifting away from condiments slightly, but if you look at things like, you know, turmeric, black pepper, cumin, cinnamon, ground coriander, all of those, they add absolutely loads of things like iron and magnesium and phosphorus. Now, it's not going to cover you, but you're topping up. The little bit of spice you're adding in is just going to top up the nutrition in what you're eating. So they're brilliant ways to add flavours into foods. Mm-hmm. And what is great about adding those in is you tend to need less salt. And actually, foods taste saltier if you put chilies in them. So if you want to reduce salt, adding the chilies in actually makes it taste kind of the same.
Somebody just texted in, what does salt do to you that's bad?
So what it does is it affects water balance in the body.
Yes.
And makes your kidneys work a little harder, and your kidneys actually control a lot of your blood pressure. So it puts the blood pressure up a little bit. And when we have higher levels of blood pressure, that can cause damage to your arteries. And over time, it just causes problems throughout the body. It can lead to, that damage can cause maybe cholesterol to stick to it. So you get narrowed arteries, or you put blood vessels under pressure where they can burst. Now, that's extreme. And it's usually if you've had blood pressure for a long time. But with stroke, very often maybe a blood vessel bursts or you get a blockage in it.
Okay.
And definitely salt, unfortunately, is a big contributor to that.
OK, we see a lot of products with low fat and low sugar options and all that. Are they always the best options to go for, or do they, you know?
Yes and no. I mean, it depends. And I know I say it depends an awful lot. But, you know, you're looking at your total diet.
Like, okay.
What are you
for
doing
day.
All day long?
Yeah.
Now, do you know what I mean? If you're living on fast foods and you're putting, you know, loads of salt into everything, you know, okay, yeah, let's bring it down. Maybe if you swapped on to low fat, that would help. But if you're putting like 1 teaspoon of mayonnaise into something in the day, I'm not going to lose, you know, it's not going to be a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're really looking at is, say, something like ketchup. The reduced sugar versions of those actually would have about a third of the sugar of the ordinary, and they actually taste great as well. So they're quite good if you want to go for those. It is a matter of taste and choice as well. So the thing you've got to watch, though, is particularly for fat, that you will see reduced fat and low fat, and they're two different things.
Oh, go on.
So low fat means there's 3 grams of fat or less per 100 gram. Reduced fat means there's about 30% less than the total.
Okay.
So the one I see a lot of people getting caught on recently is tins of coconut milk, mm-hmm. which are very popular. And there is so much fat and saturated fat in tins of coconut milk. It's roughly like half a block of butter. Whereas if you go for the reduced fat one, it's about a third of less fat. So it's not low fat still. So I'm seeing lots of people getting caught on things like high cholesterol and stuff because they're adding lots of coconut milk. Now, again, now and again is fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing it a lot and you're noticing your cholesterol taking a leap, it's one to watch.
Lee in Kilkenny has started, just texted in, I've started using MSG in my Chinese cooking at home. I use it in moderation. What's your take on MSG?
Absolutely fine. And poor MSG got slated there about kind of 25 years ago.
Yes.
It was the, you know, it
the
was
devil.
The sugar. It was the sugar of 25 years ago, and everyone was terrified. And MSG is absolutely fine. You will get some people who will be a little bit sensitive to it, in the sense it'll give them the jitters if they take a lot of it. But it's no difference than if you drank, you know, a lot of coffee when you weren't used to it. You'll get the jitters from that as well. And so MSG has disappeared out of an awful lot of foods, which is a little bit of a pity, because if you put MSG and you need a lot less salt. So we have more salt in our food today, mm-hmm. relatively speaking, because of less MSG in it. But people would often say to me, I don't eat MSG, but they will eat soy sauce, which has natural MSG in it, and Parmesan cheese, which has natural MSG in it. And what the MSG does is it makes food tastier. It's the best way to describe it. It just makes things tastier. So it is actually something you can use, and it's absolutely fine for you. If you're not someone who feels a little jittery when you take it, there's no issue with it.
I'm still caught on the coconut milk, Kevin, is the equivalent
that
of
is breaking
a
people's
of butter.
Hearts,
it's,
actually.
You've broken my heart with that one. What's a good alternative for a curry then?
Loads of people ask me that. I haven't actually tried anything else, because what I actually do is just have it a bit less often.
Yeah.
Someone said to me coconut yogurt. You know the coconut-based yogurts that you can buy, like a soy-based yogurt?
Yeah.
So someone said they've tried that, but I haven't actually tried that one myself. I'd rather do the real thing once in a while and really
yes.
enjoy it.
Okay. Well, the MSG is interesting, because my stepfather-in-law uses a lot of it, and we're always slagging him over it. But they just got, like you said, it was bad PR 25
bad
years
PR.
Ago.
But it's just people get excited about something and suddenly everyone's terrified of it. And, you know, it's all this. Like, someone was seriously saying to me recently that sugar was toxic, and you're kind of like arsenic is toxic. Sugar is not toxic. Like, a little bit of sugar is fine. Maybe we don't need a litre of soft drinks a day. Definitely not.
Yes.
You know, but a little bit of sugar. I mean, studies show that adding flavour to food, like condiments, even a little bit of sugar, increases the actual nutrition intake. So if you put a bit of sugar onto high fibre cereals, you're likely to eat more of them, which means you end up with more fibre. If you put a bit of ketchup on vegetables, kids are more likely to eat them. So again, they get more vegetables in, and they get more sort of fibre coming in as well. So you kind of have to look at, you know, there's a place for them. There's a reason we've condiments. They add kind of flavour to food. But what you don't want is, they are a little bit of flavour to add to a food. They shouldn't be a massive amount added to the food.
Very interesting stuff. Sarah, thank you so much for coming into the studio. I've learned so much, and I hope you have too. And that was a consultant dietitian, Sarah Keogh. If you'd like to find out more, you can check out her website. It is eatwell.ie.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.